story. It's a very, of course, old prayer, 70 plus, and on a beautiful spring walk in this area among the oaks, where I used to sit 50 years ago. When I was an art student with a sketch pad, drawing the trees, getting up early in the morning. Training. I want to learn good drawing. And he's been looking for that same place, and here he stands. And he can't find it. There's just dirt road going there, with dirt and piles of sand and building materials and tractors coming roaring by, with a guy sitting there in the tractor. And pickup truck, and there's dust from the dirt road, and he stands there and goes, my goodness, maybe it was here and they destroyed it. And then you follow the guy in the tractor, where he looks back in time and looks at the guy with the in the tractor, and then it's instead the guy walking with a bull. And a little wagon, bull cart. And the man, he looks otherwise a bit the same, you know, the same cap which all farmers used to have. Now they have baseball caps instead. The same thing. And he's there, you know, talking to the bulls. Maybe there are two of them. It's a completely lively scene there. And when they pass dung on the ground, and a little bird sits down next to him on the cart, and the bulls go, ooh, and he goes, yeah, I agree. You know, there's a whole relationship there between different living people, and oh, he feels the flower aroma and enjoys, because it's going there peacefully, slowly, clip, clop, clip, clop. And he's really enjoying himself. Oh, what a beautiful spring day. And then, whoops, we switch over to the guy in the tractor, which has a closed roof. He's just sitting in there, and the tractor is going, no. Not a very pleasant sound, actually, just the motor explosions one after another. And you see the guy is just sitting with a complete blank face, staring in front of himself. He doesn't experience anything. He's in an impersonal machine. His life is really very much happening in an impersonal environment. And back to Arpeggio, who comes out of one group of oak trees here out into the field, he says, oh, now here it was. This is where I used to sit. This big grass lawn field here. And he looks down there towards the channel of a digging machine, pile of dirt, the usual thing. The humans have slipped into a machine world. And the machines, they have no feelings. We can't talk to them. And they are insensitive. They can dig up everything. So quickly, look what a good machine I have. Dig up everything, all the plants and the little animals, and they lose their homes. And there's just a big pile of mud left after the digger got what he dug for. And he's going off, tuff, 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 in this machine. And life goes on. And Pio continues his walk.